Saturday, April 13th, mark your calendars for the 12th annual San Antonio Book Festival. This is Book Public from Texas Public Radio. I'm Yvette Benavides. Yes, it's that time of year again. The author lineup for this year's San Antonio Book Festival includes nearly 100 notable local, regional, and national authors. Some of those authors include Lauren Groff, Silvia Moreno Garcia, Justin Torres, and many, many more authors from all genres. Authors of children's books and young adult literature will also be there. The festival is free and will take place at the Central Library and UTSA Southwest Campus in downtown San Antonio. I recently spoke to the executive director of the San Antonio Book Festival, Lily Gonzalez. Is it really 12 years now for this book festival?
It is. We're celebrating our 12th anniversary this year. Yeah, it's special.
So in a nutshell, 12 years, what does that mean to you in a nutshell? Can you possibly encapsulate it all?
It feels like we know what we're doing. We're very good at putting on this book festival, and there are challenges every year. And that's really what we work hard at overcoming. Sometimes it's, major construction happening at the library. Sometimes it's a global pandemic. Sometimes it's learning how to do virtual events. But this year feels nice because there isn't any of that. So it just feels, roll up your sleeves. We know how to do this. Let's do it. Let's put on a book festival.
And there's something for everyone, right? You all have this all-day festival. And you all work all year long, too, on promoting literacy and doing other events and educational outreach, too. But this is the big party. What is it that especially families can expect? Because I love going out there and seeing like entire families enjoying the day. Maybe also for the littlest readers, what can families expect?
Yeah, that's also one of my favorite parts about, walking around the grounds of the book festival is seeing just multi-generational groups of people together enjoying the festival, collectively, bringing the little ones, and the grandparents are there too. I love that. I love that about our book festival. We have a space that's dedicated to children, and that's at the UTSA Southwest Campus. And the children's area, it's sponsored by HEB. So the authors present outside, from the gazebo, and we have a tent, and the kids can sit under the tent. And HEB is there providing snacks and entertainment. And this year they're giving away free ice cream. So they're there making, the whole experience fun for families to really just spend the day at the book festival. And we also have, some nonprofit friends that come, and they do educational type activities for kids to enjoy. So truly, and this is what we always say, is you should plan to spend the day with us. You can arrive a little bit before 10, before the sessions begin, get some parking, get yourself situated, get the lay of the land. And then, have a seat, enjoy some sessions. Magic Theater is back. So families and children are going to love that. Magic Theater wasn't touring for a while, but they're back on tour this year. So it's a free performance by Magic Theater. Carmela Full of Wishes is the play. And, and then grab some food and do some activities and see another author and go get some books and go get them signed. Yeah. Before you know it, the day's over and you've spent the whole day at the book festival.
Oh, it's so awesome. You know, what I love is going to the sessions for the authors that I know, I've read their books, or I just admire them, but also going to new authors that I really don't know that much about. And I come away being a fan. So I just love having that kind of variety and that flexibility. So who are some of the authors who are coming this year?
Sure. And I will say, because we are at a library, you can walk up to the librarians, you can walk up to the library booth and say, this is what I'm interested in. These are the topics that I'm interested in. And they'll be able to help people suggest, they'll suggest some sessions, suggest some authors to go see. So there is that too, the beauty about being at a library where librarians can help suggest things for people that just show up and they're like, well, I don't know which session I'd like to see. But so you asked who's coming. I'm very excited, and again, I'm going to kind of go into excited for families because the lineup for children is so outstanding this year, and then excited for adult readers as well. So you are moderating Justin Torres, and I'm so excited that Justin Torres is coming to the book festival. I tend to get really excited about authors who have not been to our book festival before. There's something special that they're going to be here for the first time, that they're going to get to experience San Antonio, and then, they're going to go back to wherever it is they're from around the state or the country and tell their publisher how well we treated them and how much they love San Antonio. Because that's what winds up happening time and time again. So some of the names that I'll rattle off are people who have never been to our book festival before, because that's who I tend to get really excited about. So Justin Torres is one with Blackouts. Sylvia Moreno Garcia, she's the author of Mexican Gothic. That's what she's most famous for. She's never been to our book festival before, and she's going to be here with a book called Silver Nitrate. I'm really excited about Hanif Abdurraqib. His book was just published, I believe, last week. So he's kind of all over. It's very buzzy right now with his book. It's titled There's Always This Year on Basketball and Ascension. So we tend to also really, really try and get those male readers. I don't know if you've ever looked around the book festival. There's a lot of women, a lot of women. And so whenever we have a book that I'm like, oh, this is really good for the male audience, like I try and really pitch that one too as well. And so, I mean, there's a lot more adult authors. You and I could probably go on and on forever, but I'll name some. So Becky Albertalli is for the YA crowd. So if you have teens, she's the author of the book that went on to become the Love, Simon show or movie on Netflix or Hulu. I'm not sure right now, but her new book is called Imogen, obviously. So she's really popular and we're excited about that. And then for kids, for the middle grade audience, my God, we have the authors of Dork Diaries, which is just a hugely popular series. Nikki Russell and Rachel Renee Russell will be here. They're the mother-daughter duo behind the Dork Diaries series. Kazu Kibuishi, who's the author behind the graphic novel series, the Amulet series. He's going to be here. He's actually a regional author, not exactly local, but regional. And he's never been to our book festival. So I'm excited about that. So, yeah. And as you can see, I could keep on going.
That's so wonderful. I love this idea of attracting authors who have never been, who want to be here and, want to come be in our city and be part of the festival. I love this idea. So, Lily, a dozen years later, we have such a fantastic festival for our city. Besides books and the events and the authors and the readings, what are you most proud of regarding what such an event as this can do for people in our city? I know your heart is totally in this endeavor and you love books. That's the other thing.
Yes.
But what are you most proud of regarding what this particular event does for our city?
So, I mean, gosh, that's a really big question. I will try and tackle it as best I can. But a few things came to mind, and one is that this is a city of many festivals. My God, we shut the city down for like 10 days to celebrate festivals, right? So to have a book festival is really special because when you have a book festival in your city, it means that the community cares about stories, it cares about conversations, it cares about books, of course. But the beauty about a book festival, of course, is that you don't have to read the book. Really, you're there to hear the authors talk about their books, to hear the story behind the book. So truly, book festivals are all about stories and storytelling. And so that feels very special that we're in year 12 of this event and that San Antonio and the city and the people of San Antonio have really welcomed this book festival. We could have had nobody attend and it wouldn't have made it to 12 years, but instead we have, 20,000 people trickle through the festival throughout the day, and that means that, we're on the calendar of festivals in the city. The other thing that I would say is that I'm really proud that this festival is distinct. And by that I mean, there are book festivals happening all over the country, all over the world, even. And we hear from authors all the time that they come to this festival. They go to festivals throughout the nation, and sometimes they're like, I don't even know what city I'm in because the festival doesn't have the flavor of the place, right? But when they come to ours, it's very apparent that you're in San Antonio, and that is reflected in almost every detail. I talked a lot about the authors that are coming to San Antonio from, from outside the city, whether it's outside the state or, all over the country. But this year's lineup is also very local and very regional. I believe something like 50 some of the authors, and the lineup is just under 100 authors. So nearly half of the lineup is local slash regional. And by that we mean like a Texas rooted in Texas roots, right? The author has Texas roots. So that's remarkable. That's such a wonderful balance too, that this festival is has such local flavor to it. So when I say that this festival has just a local flavor, I'm not only talking about the lineup, but I'm also talking about, the subject matter of the books, things that San Antonio readers care about, whether that's immigration, whether it's, environment or military. We have two books by veterans in the lineup this year. Things like that, authors remark, and I hope that attendees remark that as well, that you walk around and this festival just feels very San Antonio. I love that.
Lily Gonzalez, thank you so much for everything you do, you and your staff, to bring us the most awesome book festival. And thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Yvette.
Lily Gonzalez is the executive director of the San Antonio Book Festival. This year's festival will take place on Saturday, April 13th. As Lily said, get there early and spend the day. For more information, go to sabookfestival.org. This has been Book Public from Texas Public Radio. Jacob Rosati composed our theme music. Dan Katz is Texas Public Radio's news director. I'm Yvette Benavides.